Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, Can a mortal be of use to God? Can even the wisest be of service to him? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty if you are righteous, or is it gain to him if you make your ways blameless? Is it for your piety that he reproves you and enters into judgment with you? Is not your wickedness great? There is no end to your iniquities, for you have exacted pledges from your family for no reason, and stripped the naked of their clothing. You have given no water to the weary to drink, and you have withheld bread from the hungry. The powerful possess the land, and the favored live in it. You have sent widows away empty-handed, and the arms of the orphans you have crushed. Therefore snares are around you, and sudden terror overwhelms you, or darkness so that you cannot see. A flood of water covers you. Is not God high in the heavens? See the highest stars, how lofty they are. Therefore you say, What does God know? Can he judge through the deep darkness? Thick clouds enwrap him so that he does not see, and he walks on the dome of heaven. Will you keep to the old way that the wicked have trod? They were snatched away before their time. Their foundation was washed away by a flood. They said to God, Leave us alone, and what can the Almighty do to us? Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the plans of the wicked are repugnant to me. The righteous see it and are glad. The innocent laugh them to scorn, saying, Surely our adversaries are cut off, and what they left the fire has consumed. Agree with God and be at peace. In this way good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness from your tents, if you treat gold like dust, and gold of Ophir like the stones of the torrent bed, and if the Almighty is your gold and your precious silver, then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways. When others are humiliated, you say it is pride, for he saves the humble. He will deliver even those who are guilty. They will escape because of the cleanness of your hands. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered, Today also my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his dwelling. I would lay my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn what he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in the greatness of his power? No, but he would give heed to me. There an upright person could reason with him, and I should be acquitted forever by my judge. If I go forward, he is not there, or backward I cannot perceive him. On the left he hides, and I cannot behold him. I turn to the right, but I cannot see him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come out like gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way, and have not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured in my bosom the words of his mouth. But he stands alone, and who can dissuade him? What he desires, that he does. For he will complete what he appoints for me, and many such things are in his mind. Therefore I am terrified at his presence. When I consider, I am in dread of him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. If only I could vanish in darkness, and thick darkness would cover my face. Job chapter 24. Why are times not kept by the Almighty, and why do those who know him never see his days? The wicked remove landmarks. They seize flocks and pasture them. They drive away the donkey of the orphan. They take the widow's ox for a pledge. They thrust the needy off the road, the poor of the earth all hide themselves. Like wild asses in the desert, they go out to their toil, scavenging in the wasteland food for their young. They reap in a field not their own, and they glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They lie all night naked without clothing, and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the rain of the mountains, and cling to the rock for want of shelter. There are those who snatch the orphan child from the breast, and take as a pledge the infant of the poor. They go about naked, without clothing. Though hungry, they carry the sheaves. Between their terraces they press out oil. They tread the wine presses, but suffer thirst. From the city the dying groan, and the throat of the wounded cries for help. Yet God pays no attention to their prayer. There are those who rebel against the light, who are not acquainted with its ways, and do not stay in its paths. The murderer rises at dusk to kill the poor and needy, and in the night is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer also waits for the twilight, saying, No eye will see me, and he disguises his face. In the dark they dig through houses. By day they shut themselves up. They do not know the light. For deep darkness is mourning to all of them, for they are friends with the terrors of deep darkness. Swift are they on the face of the waters. Their portion in the land is cursed. No treader turns toward their vineyards. Drought and heat snatch away the snow waters. So does Sheol those who have sinned. The womb forgets them. The worm finds them sweet. They are no longer remembered. So wickedness is broken like a tree. They harm the childless woman and do no good to the widow. Yet God prolongs the life of the mighty by his power. They rise up when they despair of life. He gives them security, and they are supported. His eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted a little while, and then are gone. They wither and fade like the mallow. They are cut off like the heads of grain. If it is not so, who will prove me a liar, and show that there is nothing in what I say?